a Polar Voices perspective with Roy David.
Roy David. I'm from Tetland Village. Tetland Village, not too far from Tok, Alaska, about 26 miles. Tok is on Alaska Highway 2, toward Canada border, about 100 miles away. And that's where I'm from. And so about 26 miles away from was dirt back road. That's where I'm from, Tetland Village. Population was probably around, put in there, 400 people almost, but some people separate, like they go into Anchorage, some leave Burbank, some leave Tok, some leave different, they move away, you know, so when they get back, it's going to be a lot of people, but population was 150 people. Well, long time ago, when I was a little, I do remember when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, time to time, I see, I've been traveled through from my village house, lake. I used to travel by creek. I used to travel to, Tenina River, all of them. It's changed quite a bit. I see a lot of change quite a bit because I see clear water used to be nice. Clear water used to be a change. It turned to mud just like a Tenina River. And also see where that lake used to be, small lake. It used to be pretty lake. It's dried up and become to grass instead, just like this one. It's even those pounds, I see a lot of things change. And I saw those timber, the one usually nice and green, used to be nice and green. Right now, you could see if you cut it, it's going to be milled inside, but rotten. It's a kind of like those brushes are not like before too, you know. And I see a lot of change too. And I see a lake, a lot of change too, but different kind of color too, and it's not that clear like used to. There's something wrong because it's different color. It's just like moss color. It's not like before. You never see hardly ducks in there. They go to big lake instead. And I see, you know, used to be, lake start shrinking, you know. It's really start shrinking because what's problem is today, they call from Tsa, they call, that's from Beaver, and he blocked us a creek, you know, he make a dam, and he stopped us water somehow. That's how he do, and that's thing. People should go out there trap a bit beaver. I don't care who they should, because that's the one bring problem. That's I see that lot happen. I think I'm gonna ask Howard looks him. That's the one later on, and he gonna tell you see him about that beaver, how he do. He blocked them, you know. He built dam. That's what changed. No, you don't see that creek before, because creeks stay one place when it's running clear, you know. When it's there, it's more stuff. Yeah, I see a lot of change that. In a land, a lot of change too. You see brush growing, the young tree growing, birch, any kind growing. You can't see. A long time ago, we see it's open like area, few tree, but you can see those mountain. How much this in the mountain you could see a lot of terrace mountain, a lot of things. Right now you can't see because it's really growing. It's a lot of things growing too beside this one. Like I never been this, this is my first time program since I started. I travel all over to some kind of like program, alcohol programs, and Tenina Chief Conference and Dinakanaka meeting, all I go through. And I go through lots of time even right in a hometown meeting. But my first time in Howard Luka Camp, this was very, very interesting. And I see a lot of different, like, village people got their own ID, same story, you know, like the same story. It's come out, and after that, very interesting, the story about, history story about way back. My grandfather telling the story, and my grandma telling me story, and my mother, same story, and my dad, father, same story. All has come out one. So I learned. I like to learn some more about their program, how their village could help, how they help each other, you know. And it's very interesting because my hometown start improve too because I got help from this program. I like to learn from like person, like each one I meet like a white horse, like people like Olga, yours, and I get other information from village too. And I like this program the way and how they stand strong with together today. They take away those alcohol, they take away those drug, and that they improve lots, so they know what they talk about. This program, I like to teach about how I get taught, how I like, I don't care who listening, it's, I like to see they listening to me, because I can tell nothing but truth, the true story, all the truth. It will help family, like your family, or if you get married, or someone, if something like that, so that they can take care of their family, so they don't be worried from drowning, from kids, or maybe animal might take away kids, or anything could be happen to those kids. Yeah, anything. That's why we telling story about history, story back a long time, and telling about story about what you mom tell you about story, about old time story, or how to behave themselves, and how I tell you a lot of good story. Yep, the clan, that's the ones they talk about their clan, this tribe name, the Nalsin tribe, you know, and also Altatene tribe and Chelyu tribe and Hudzi Chel, all that kind of tribe. They got even Chelyu got Chelyu. I'm gonna explain those clan and Nalsin meant like let's see. I can translate to English. That one clan meant that Martin tribe. You know, like Martin tribe and Raven tribe, and those are two and. From there, Altatende, like your tree, the one you see, those tree branch, the one under tree, the timber, that's the one that's, I'm one of them, my dad in Altatende, and my mother was Altatende, but same tribe, they married with each other, so I'm Altatende. And other tribe, they relate, but when they make a potlatch, they can't give a gift to relative. They call their clan, that's mean it's not our relative, that's the one we're going to give them gift, a special gift with kindness, with forgiveness, what to pass through, like they probably got grudge against each other, they forgive each other, that's healing, that's the one they call healing, that when they forgive each other.
This has been A Polar Voices Perspective with Roy David Sr., an elder from Tetlin, Alaska. You can find full episodes of Polar Voices and other featured perspectives at thepolarhub.org. Podcasts of episodes are also available through iTunes.